Blog Talk Radio.
And that's wonderful. This is Sam Crook. And change. Okay, this is another opportune time edition for today. And I am thankful to be here. I hope that you are in good mental health out there, and physical health as well, and that you are thinking on the things that preserve your soul in a good state, that you have nothing to regret when you are no longer able to function, and whatever it be, over into the next world where we go, it will be well with us. All right, so today, I am thinking of the difference between when a person has consciousness to view the things that of valuable. Thoughts that is that gives lasting withholding power to determine the type of character we want to demonstrate we are, and not just thoughts that has no root inside of your spirit. So we have to use our consciousness, purpose we would like to be, the purpose we serve. We have to decide that and attract the kind of power. Power to create situation we will never lose. We don't want to lose the development of the character we cannot afford to assimilate into and forget. In this, I look on the human world and the kind of concept that people have today, things that people like to pursue. Just think about it. People before us who live, they are dead and gone. They accumulated a lot of things by way of wealth. And they have set up, let's say, adorable situation as, you know, for their living every day. They have all the finer things in life and stuff like that. All right. I mean, people who work hard and have things like that. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, in life here, you know, if since you need substance to live on, and especially if you are not a person who living off going to the field and plant wheat and different things to live off, you need cash. You don't have any field to go work, so you need cash. So you have to go into like esoteric field, or you work into a office or other situation where you have to get some money for what you do. But think about when we spend our lives with the wrong motive, the wrong purpose. Because like I say, to live in the kind of revolutionary agricultural and other type of business, where you have the kind of perspective that you make a living, you have a living. But what if you have a motive to do those things, but you have an attitude towards it that is wrong? You know, because you're only living to die. You're living to die, really? Because how did we come to be born? Right? None of us have anything that affected the way we were born. We did not have any ability affect the process. Do we? No. All right, so since we are born and we know that we have a world where people, you come see people and you see babies are being born just like you were born, and you see the different grades of people at different age, and you see the older ones begin to walk with a, you know, bend over position. They're walking, but they bend over like some primates. We get to see what life is all about. So all of what you're going to accumulate as well, it's only, it's the fact is there for us to see what life is all about. And if we are civilized, we have the ability to shape our attitude towards life, knowing that we are only heating to live. If we had enough energy inside of us to last a lifetime, you never have to heat anything to have energy. Well, you wouldn't be working to eat. Right? Or you wouldn't be heating at all, because you have enough energy to carry you through. All you need to do is sleep and, you know, and rest and go again. But your battery, you know, is charged, keep the energy inside of you. You don't need no food. Wouldn't that be nice? Yes, that would be nice. But we know that's not the way it is. All right, my friends. So if we don't have a sense of the way we were created, then how can we live a life that is civilized when we don't even know the way we were created or what purpose creates us? Right? This is the problem with AD and Adamani, because AD and Adamani do just that. Strip us of the civilized sense to appropriate life. Christianity that is telling us falsehood about Adam and Eve, curse, and Jesus Christ coming to the world. Not even the dust of it is true. Not even the dust of it is true. And that's why the amazing thing about history and the first humans that evolved on Earth some 4 million years ago, paying that any attention, and the white people that build up the church and all of these institutions and stuff like that, white people come in and risk dominion and control of life away from Africa, African power. bow down to these transitive primate, hominid, Homo erectus people there, and turn the civilized world into a perfect uncivilized one that shaped people's mind to think like lower animals, except on the human level, messed up the knowledge, the civilized knowledge, and, you know, turn it off into the vain and to the uncivilized way of thinking that don't have inside of them the sense to appropriate the planetary formations and how energy works and the place that we are in as humans. You sure don't want to be a hominid mixture where you are mixed with hominid blood, because you will not be you will not have a desire for things outside its sex. You revolve your life revolve around sex and all kind of sex too, because sexual energy inside your body of the strongest emotion that moves between the organs and your mind, or the organs of your mind that moves you to do things. And anytime you get blood from white people in a sexual thing, you no longer have civilized sense of the world around you. You just don't, because they are hominid that begun a life like apes. The history book I have in front of me right now tell you about hominid species that are apes, right? The Calkenyatropus, Pleops, the flat-faced man of Kenya. You're talking about going back 3.5 to 4 million years ago that involved white people you're looking at today who go through a living process of transforming themselves into a crossbreed being that all they know to do now is worship sex and the uncivilized sex. Yeah. Clothes that they never know when they were just primates, but since they are open up now to like little more civilized thing, like, you know, in the human sense, but they are not the summit of humanity. Okay, but they want to be, but cannot be. So based on what they are capable of doing now, this is how they are in the position that they are in right now. But remember, we have a piece of information, though, from the very Bible that these white people create, that they create. They have written into the Bible things that civilized people able to use to not follow white people. You see, because it talks about sodomy in the Bible. And throughout the Bible, it is talking about a certain people who civilized people should not mix up with. Well, when you're into Christianity as a civilized person, you're gone into the sodomite world. And to show you how fatal that is, once you mingle with their blood, you don't know civilization again. You would have to be very, very, very fortunate to know what civilization is again, because sexual contamination is the worst contamination, because it destroys your civilized thinking. You see, these white people, whether or not you have lost the sense of it now, like I am explaining, if you lose the sense of it, you will be forever in the church. You will be forever, you know, believing the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues and all the things that's in the church. Those are contaminated type of thinking. Because in real certified history, that is totally disconnect from the biblical creation of man. If you're born as a hybrid person and you mingle up with these white people here today with hominid blood, rhesus blood, your mind get messed up so bad that you the memory of who you were as a civilized person is gone. And why, you know, they tell you that they come everywhere we settled to do a special thing. So don't expect white people to try to go back to Europe, go settle down. They look for everywhere we are and kick us out and come with a Bible, because the Bible is the Jim Jones Kool-Aid in the Bible. Once you believe that, you don't have the capability, you don't have the mind to be anything than to be a believer in the Lord and believe all the foolishness about Jesus Christ, die for your sins and all that. Whereas the truth about your history, you no longer know, or you don't want to hear it either. So if you know what it is to be in the church and believe as a believer, because there's no knowledge that leads you to church. If you have ever, let's say over the past week, two people talk about they left something else to be a Christian. One say he was an atheist, but this man that is saying he was an atheist, it's just a bunch of trash that they're talking. Because this man looks like a Caucasian hominid person, and he's talking about he was, you know, I think it's just a gimmick in the Christianity that they're getting desperate. They need people to be talking about, oh, they used to be this and belong to, like, you know, they were polytheism people, and then you know, like Hindu. Yeah, they belong to the Hindu. Hindu people are polytheistic people. They are hominid, not hominid. They are ethnic people. People who are of Hindu. You see, and where these white people, why did they begin to call themselves Hindu? Indo-European. India, it sounds like the prefect, like it belongs to India, right? But these white people, I mean, they don't come from anywhere with language, man. They begin to learn language when they build up a culture that speaks. And that is something we must know. How white people become like human-like. How did they become real human, as it were? When I say real human, well, means close, you know, because they go through a process of interbreeding with the sapien, not with hominid, but with sapien, the third highest level of humanity. Humanity start from hominid primates, right? And stop at, you know, level two, where they have a subgroup called Homo erectus. They never change from over like 2 or so million years. They never change. They develop to able make stone tools and light a fire. That's all that the white people that you see here today behaving like they are real human being. You don't know. You don't read. You don't read the process. It's a long time gone, man. Okay? They're up there in Europe 1.5 million years ago, man. For us to know, we will have to come by the history. A National World History textbook tells you everything. But guess what? I was reading for a long time and looking for information about history. And especially I came to the point, no, I didn't have any problem to find history for the African people. You see, because it is, you know, properly written into the World History textbook. So I wanted to find something about the white people and couldn't find it. It's not because it wasn't in the history textbook, but guess what? Like, I did not approach the World History textbook the right way in the first time because I wasn't, you know, a scholar or not like that. So I was not up to date with the discipline of reading and all that. So I learned stuff the other way. I'm going off into the chapters of the World History textbook, like a common book. I didn't know I should have, you know, scoured the first portion, the introductory pages. I should have gone through that because I would have known who the white people are had I gone through there. You see, because civilization that the World History text is about began with Africa, not Europe. Okay? It began with Africa. Anybody right now who are confused, and if you want to get rid of your confusion, you may be surprised. But go through the first portion of the World History textbook that tells you exactly about places and people and the map of the world, and it goes right until it comes to what is called early humans, right? First humans. Go through like system of law and you know, the first civilizations
and empire, right? And understanding latitude and longitude. You know, come into the first, you know, pages until you come to chapter one, right? To one, and it takes you right through where it tells you what the human development is all about. We should never venture out into any issues of humanity unless we read the root beginning of humanity. And when there was no civilized being on earth, evolutionary beings, creatures began to develop. So there is no book like Genesis creation story telling you nothing about these creatures. Okay? So if we started to read Genesis creation story and think that is really what history says, you make a big, big mistake. I didn't know that, okay? Somehow, we have the latitude of thinking. So that even someone like me started to read, and I am not settled, my indigenous knowledge. Even so, I can start way ahead of the beginning and find out that I was ahead of, you know, the fact finding when I didn't have the foundation already set. You see what I mean? So this is why I'm telling you, if you're there and you feel like, you know, you stagnate and stuff, go into the World History textbook. In this case, any World History textbook. But you know what? I probably started off in one that I am able to maneuver myself well in there. And this is the National Geographic, the 2004 edition that I have. So what I'm trying to tell you now, useless we go after the Bible and think that is, you know, it's the white people and plan up all of this for us. You see, they find out that, you know, we are less than knowledgeable. And when they began to make progress for themselves, criminal as they are, they began to make progress and begin to, as criminals, they were human, the first human criminals that came from monkeys, right? Nature began to make human beings that way, from apes, belong to the human species family. And it, as it turns out, only two species are in the human development. Two species. And that is the hominid and the sapien. Okay? And the subgroup began with the hominid, the primates, as Homo erectus. Today, we know them as homosexuals. All right? Their species, completely different. As you read it in the World History textbook, it tells you how different the two species of the human development really is. And it is as different as once it tells you about the hominids, the Homo erectus, after I tell you about all of them, that belongs to the over like 3.5 to 4 million years in existence. No civilization come to Earth yet, because it is after the Homo erectus left from Africa and go into Europe. It's after that the gods came to Earth 450,000 years ago. All right? So we are going from where we are and going backwards. The first humans were evolved, say, 3 to 4 million years ago. All right? They are in Europe, and whatever little progress they make developing, they were only making stone tools and able to light a fire. Doesn't elaborate on anything else but that. The most favorable to them. You see? Otherwise, they could be like just other animals that did not able to do something like that. But they were doing that. So what I'm trying to say to you now, they are leaving Africa 1.5 million years ago. It is the world history textbook. And nobody has a right to write anything or establish anything outside of this order. Do you understand what I'm saying? Otherwise, no law and order can be up on earth by anything if this knowledge is not maintained. All right, so what I'm trying to say to you now, 1.5 million years ago, when there was no civilized human being at all, these hominids were mute and cannot talk for millions of years, as it says. When they left Africa and go into Europe, they're still the same. And it tells you what they can do. There was nobody else around. I don't know if you understand what the situation is that I'm describing. This is World History telling us about what the world of life on Earth was like. If you don't know what this history is telling us, please don't go out there and behave like you know what the world was and you don't. The world is not like we see it here today. It was not. Right? But to get the full effect of what the world is today, we have got to know what it was of long ago. If we don't know what it was long ago, we don't know what we are doing here today. And basically, it's about the way it is today. We are doing things like there was no past. There is no example set in the past for us here today. It's like, they in the past did not have blood in their veins. We just thought our blood in our veins today. That is just not true. Taxonomic juice inside of us tells us that today, you see, and you cannot talk about species and all that kind of stuff then. But we cannot do that. We have to abide by the law of life. And regardless of what the history tells us that is for real, you have to make it work, because nobody else has anything else to say but that, right? I am saying to you now, when the first uncivilized human being came about, they made a move like about 2 million years after they were in development. Okay? About 2 million years. They were going to leave Africa. So now, 1.5 million years ago, they left Africa and go to Europe. At that point, only these uncivilized hominid Homo erectus was on the planet. You get that? Only them. And they have enough sense now to move from Africa because, of course, they wanted a cooler place. And now they were able to make fire, you see. And that's how they all of these hominids, according to the history, none of them left in Africa. They went up to Europe. And they are in Europe until this day. Of course, you know, it is the offspring that are left here today. So we are not going to see the Homo erectus in as the in person like they were, but the offspring is here instead, and the white people are such offspring. So let's put it that they left Africa now, as the record show, and go up to Europe. All right, so they're up in Europe 1.5 million years ago. Now, when the gods came to Earth and going to South Africa, touched down in the Persian Gulf, how long ago is that? 400,000 years ago. That's not 100. That's not 1.5 million years. That is 1.5 million years is preceded. Preceded 400, right? So you're counting down. 1.5 million, then 450,000 years, 250,000 years ago. 250,000 years ago came this second species, right? So you have the first species now in Europe. Hominid and its subgroup, Homo erectus. There was no civilized humans around. When the gods came 450,000 years, they are civilized. We are witnessing the highest civilized being that we know about, that came to Earth on a mission. And we see when you read about the Sinai Peninsula and things that happened there, what you read in the Bible about the Sinai and Moses and stuff like that, you have to discard that as the truth about the Sinai. Because you have to read the Sumerian history to know exactly the truth about the Sinai Peninsula and what took place there. When we read about Moses go up into the mountain and God came down and talked to him and gave him commandment and stuff like that, while Moses lead people down in the valley or something like that, we're not reading the truth. That may be some of what happened relevant to what the Bible is saying, but that's not the place to go to learn the truth about Mount Sinai, because Mount Sinai is connected completely to the civilized Elohim gods on earth. But the Bible not telling us that, because since these white people leave from their Homo erectus level and interbreed with the wise sapien subgroup Neanderthals, they become different. So you are not seeing who they were. You know, before they interbreed with Neanderthal, the civilized species, they shouldn't have anything to do with those species, because we have different taxonomy. Our taxon is different from theirs. They are apes. We are not. Today, they want us to know. It's the reason why now they have to come out of their shell. As long as we have the history, all it takes is me. Because for sure, anything I say is going to have thunder and lightning and everything destructive to destroy these sodomites. There's no joke about that. We cannot allow them to come here and write a Bible and lie about everything that is civilized and kill us and everything. Well, they thought that they would go it all and, you know, the world would begin and end with them on top of it. It's a lie. It's a lie. And these faggot white people don't bother sit around because they got to, like, you know, kin cat over into Europe. Go back there. Because all these lies are recorded in the World History textbook, but we come up reading the Bible. And if you're out there and you're afraid to embrace the truth that is in history, your brain is gone. Your brain is gone, my friends. Okay? And when you look at these white people now, who you have to respect them because they, you know, hold the power of government and law and whether or not you get to eat or not. And they are concerned with all the economics and be concerned about the countries and all that kind of stuff. And these people don't give a biscuit about the African people who full up the world long time ago, and that which set us off, it sets us off on this. We are set off on a new social structure. After going through the earlier stage of simple village life, there came the emergence of civilization. So the little cities that was made up in the end of the Neolithic age, between 4,000 to 3,000 BC, new developments began to affect Neolithic towns in some areas. The use of metal marked a new level of human control over environment and its resources. You see, these white people were up there in Europe a million and a half years, right? And there wasn't anyone around but them. But when the gods came 450,000 years ago, they are in Europe, you know, not too long ago. The Elohim did nothing at all concerning these white people. They are in South Africa doing their mission and being there for, like, you know, almost a quarter of a million years, right? They created the hybrid people and set them to populate. All right. These white people, if they had anything going for them, then you would be reading it right here in the World History textbook. You would be reading where the human who were created in South Africa, and after 100,000 years, some began to leave Africa and go into east and west and settled. All right, but remember that it was the hominid, the Homo erectus, the uncivilized one, the first humans. They were the ones that left Africa to go into Europe. Then the gods came 450,000 years ago and go into South Africa. and be there, and they were doing all kind of things. You see all the pyramids and all these structures that are left behind here that you cannot attribute it to any humans at all, civilized or uncivilized. We did not make those things. All right. These white people don't want to give account for the Elohim gods and what they do. They are taking over everything, and they don't care that, look, everything that the gods have done are out there. Nobody cannot claim that they do it. So it is either now, it comes down now to who did the gods created? To who the things that the gods create belong? And it can't be to white people. Do you understand that? It cannot be to them, because they are the first millions of years ago, and they were not able to do nothing for anybody, because all they were able to do for themselves over like up to that time of the migration, they were like 2 million years around, okay? So when the gods came and go into South Africa, that is a project that the white people have nothing to do with, because you don't even read that they come in connection with the gods at all, or that there were any link between them. So what the gods did pertaining to creating the hybrid humans, that is something that we are reading about in the World History textbook. They don't have any lineage to the things that happen on earth by the civilized gods who created human beings to work for them, right? And who become the procession of rule at the very end, when everybody else rule and only human was left, and we would be left alone here to rule. We are left here to rule, and these sodomites come out of Europe and interfere with us. And this is how it's to tell the tales of what happened to the African people. So they are here now based on this criminality that they have done and is using their knowledge to bring in a different world and sweep everybody under their different world. But you don't hear anybody coming in and giving account of what happened, talking from oddly in the midstream, but surely not from the top of the stream of history, to show that there was no civilization and there came civilization down the road. And the first light of civilization is by the Elohim gods that you read about in history, and everything you're reading about in the World History textbook, even though it is not coming out and tell you it's the gods, but it is very self-explanatory, because there was no civilized thing in this hominid. There was nothing in them to do anything that the gods did. They were only making stone tools and could make a fire and left Africa and go up into Europe. Now, what happened to them after they go up into Europe? What happened to the hominid species? Homo erectus. What happened to them? We need to find out, because these offspring now are laced up with every lie to tell, and we Africans are fledgling, so tell. We don't know much of anything, and these fledgling, you see the way they handle us? Everywhere we are and go and settle down, they come there and kill us and take control. All right, well, when you read this portion that says the end of the Neolithic age between 4,000 and 3,000 BC, right? This is the Neolithic. Now we are the Paleolithic age before, but it comes down that like maybe from 12,000, come on, or 8,000, come on, right down to 4,000, right? So the end of the Neolithic age between 4,000 to 3,000 BC, new developments began to affect Neolithic towns. You see, this is the lower form of life it is referring to and who it is concerned. There was no big thing going on in these places, right? It needed upgrading, but there was nobody able to do that. They don't have any knowledge, advanced knowledge or not like that to do it, right? But the gods who created them soon make changes, right? That would call the emergence of civilization. Okay, so it is important that when we are reading this history, to know that this is the dominant history. We don't have anything else. So if you make these faggot white people come here and talk about they are federal government and what they're doing, and make it seem like, well, the world never had no government at all. No, my friend, they throw the poison into our brain, and we don't have any sense. That's what happened. So when they go about and talk about they want to bring in a new world and their philosophy and stuff, that is after they learn to talk. After they abuse us and get children and start talking and spend a whole bunch of thousands of years trying to talk and make a culture of themselves, but they are homosexual. And look at the nature of the homosexuals in the Bible that they write, Genesis 19. They want to drag out the two visitors from Lot and to say they want to fuck their ass. So this is what we have here today, right now. It's the white people that they try to make it seem like, oh, you know, present all other kind of concerns. But at the same time, while they are behaving like that, they're sending down roots where the African people are. If you don't know that's what they're doing, I'm telling you that's what they're doing. Because there's nothing in the Bible that is true about Adam and Eve and a Jesus blood. The blood that is here is the blood of the gods that make us hybrid. You understand that? And Jesus Christ and all this kind of stuff. So I'm telling you, if they don't realize the fire that is blazing under their fucking tail, it's up to them. It's up to them because they're not going to survive under this condition that existed. It is a furnace that is burning that they themselves will jump into it and they already begin to burn up themselves in there. You see, because they think they have the faculty to carry this world wherever they want it. They don't know it's a furnace of hell that they have lit for their own selves. Tells you now, whereas they come and playing like they are civilized, thousand millions of time that they can get Europe to back them, give them everything they want to go rule the world and kill off the African people. And my friends, they will not survive the fire that destroyed them. The gods set up the system. At this stage here that we are reading, the Neolithic age. We were created 250,000 years ago. You see what I mean? Come to the West and begin to do all kind of things. And they, in Europe, what did they at this time do? By this time in the 4,000, they have already become a culture, after they interbreed and become talking and look like human beings. You see, because once they interbreed with the Neanderthals for a long period of time, you can't find any of them that really look like apes that they were before. So now we are having a very, very difficult time, very confused. You see, these white people look like us, talking better than some of us, doing things, a lot of things better than some of us, but life and civilization never started with them. It did not. So all this mimicking that they are doing about setting up government and academic institution, set up mental health institution and all kind of institution. You read in the history that the gods came, and in summer was where many first things happen. You know, once the gods begin to set up human being now, civilization is no longer restricted to the gods over in South Africa. They want us to go out and replenish the earth with civilized life. These faggot white people, now you got to understand where they come from with their faggot and everlasting self. Okay? Fucking asshole, fucking dogs, marrying dogs, making lots of married to men, and all that. Why do you think they have an interest to fuck asshole? Why? And it doesn't matter if, you know, they never wear clothes. Gods bring all those stuff here because there were no civility at all here when the gods came here. These sodomites were not civilized at all. They were the only civilized being in South Africa until they created us human beings, and then we begin to spread civility. That's how they come in contact with us. These white sodomites, and see, they destroy our species, you see. Our sapient species, they destroy us once they interbreed up and put their blood inside of us. We no good for nothing. Okay? So the point is, which of them is going to, like, hold power under the exposure of what history really holds, okay? With all of the institutions that they set up, you would think that, they are settled, they're not settling anything because they're not based upon no civilized law whatsoever. So they will bob and weave until they are obliterated because they will never last. So you're not reading about them and all that they are using as economic power and stuff like that. Just know where they get it from, man. Because you can see what the timeline is from there up there in Europe, 1.5 million years to right now, or say to the Bronze Age. What did they make? And this is telling you exactly that it doesn't concern these fucking fools, white people. And they must be kicked into the gutter where they kicked us. They must turn idiots like how they, worse than they turn us idiots. To know that all of what they are, say they own today, they're taking all of our characters and morph into it and call themselves this and call themselves that. They couldn't call themselves anything over the past 1.5 million years. Don't even go back further millions of years ago. when they could hardly make stone tools, when they become more proficient to make stone tools, they still couldn't talk unless they come and violate the Africans. That's when they began to talk, right? And I am showing you straight in the World History textbook. If you think you can read a Bible and gain power, you're wrong. Wrong about that. Bible don't have no power for a civilized world. Okay? They are honest fucking people, and that's all they do. Okay? And they are wearing clothes because the gods give us clothing when they created us. And all of the knowledge, and this book tells you exactly what happened. It says, the use of metal marks a new level of human control over environment and its resources. You think it's talking about Europe? You think this is talking about these, you know, what you call it, white people here today? That they are now showing off against African people, like we don't come from nowhere, we never have anything. Well, the history is telling us something completely different today. And that whereas right to the Bronze Age, when we have the Bronze Age, they have nothing to do with the Bronze Age. White people have nothing at all to do with the Bronze Age. 3,000 to 2100 BC. Say 1200 BC. They have nothing to do with the Bronze Age. It has to do with the civilized knowledge of the gods and impart it to their bloodline, the hybrid people. Okay? So they think now that, since they are talking, they think that, oh, quite a few years for them to, like, get where they are now today, being able to talk and begin to show, flex their muscle, that they are the most brutal criminals, the Inquisition, the Crusades, and they're making laws now. All what they have learned, it's all into this World History textbook wherever they go. They don't have enough intelligence to know that they are recording against themselves. So they were destroying the Bronze Age between 3000 and 1200 BC. That's what they were doing, because by then they are able to talk, they are able to learn a lot of things, and they became, you know, human criminals from that point on. You know, you have some animals that are criminals, but you can't blame them, you can't arrest them or nothing like that. You can kill them, but there's nothing you can do to animals that destroy what you try to grow or something like that. Animals go there and trample it down and everything like that, because they don't know no better. They are animals. But these humanoid, they have better sense. It doesn't. They're fucking asshole. You know their head is still screwed up. They are not supposed to be this human that they try to be, and that's the problem. So now, what the gods give to us to carry on a civilized world is going to begin with Mesopotamia and all of the agricultural produces that the gods provide. Water and all these, grains and things like that the Sumerians have to plant. So here we go. With no connection at all to this 1.5 million years, ape-like, southern ape, European people. There is absolutely no connection between what I am reading and them up in Europe. You are to look to see what did they produce at the same time between 3 to 1200 BC. What did they produce? Okay? This is how the civilized world exists. So when they are here talking about they have military, the military is just to keep them in business. Well, we're not going to do anything with their military besides order them to leave the military right where it's at. Okay? Leave every single piece of the military right where it's at. It's not theirs. That's a fact. Okay? They don't get to take over our civilized world like that. If they wanted to be a part of the civilized world, that's not what they would do. They're going to find out that principality situation is different from they having physical military. Not unless they want to destroy everybody on the planet Earth. And I don't think they are let to do that. But all we have in the world as prosperable society is what the gods give, what they gave to the people they created on Earth, the hybrid people that these white people don't want anything to do with. So they write a Bible and say all of these old bunch of, you know, uncivilized nonsense. And their strongest point after they humiliate the African people is that they get to fuck us in grand, you know, in grand style. That's what they want. Because they think that's what law is for all about. That's why you see these sodomite hominid, they don't know what it is to be an hybrid person. But now they want to destroy everything. You see what I mean? And like, we must not have no say-so. They don't know what's coming. This is what's coming right now, okay? Is that they're going to find out they don't belong here, okay? And what they're going to face from now on is not what they like. Because we're not coming with an army and full of guns and nothing like that to fight them, right? They are going to be... They are being rendered useless, are being rendered lifeless, okay? They can throw all of these old bunch of stuff into our brain and paralyze us. They're going to find out what is going to affect them is worse than what they do to us, if it can be worse. However, all the resources that began to excel the human life and control of our environment. The resources that we get is not from Europe. Europe has nothing to do with it. We built the civilized world without them. So when they come in now and begin to using our metal and our knowledge, and this is what gets them where they are. They decide to take over. Everything is theirs, all right? So it goes on to say, without we create metal, we would be like them over 4 million years. Can't make but stone tools. Okay? That's what would happen. Even before 4000 BC, crafts, people that has nothing to do with African people. So just think that what I'm reading is African and see what is the result. It says, even before 4000 BC, craftspeople had discovered that by heating metal-bearing rocks, they could turn the metal into liquid. The liquid metal would then be cast in molds to make tools, not stone tools, to make tools and weapons. Copper was the metal to be used in making tools. After 4000 BC, craftspeople in Western Asia, and of them, it's not white people in Asia this is talking about. craft people is not them, because the only craft that white people had since they go up into Europe, the only craft they have is making stone tools and light a fire. You get that? So what I'm reading in this World History textbook don't include no Europeans. They talk about European Union now and all kind of stuff. You don't see what the mimicking does. Can you see it? Everything is them do it. We don't do anything. Imagine that. And they are denying that the gods created us. Till today, they come and whatever they have done over time, that they get in charge of everything now, and they can put us behind their fucking pride. Right? These things that we are produced by our Creator God. These fucking idiots want it all. And just think about the process that they have been through since almost 4 million years ago. And look at them here today. Okay? Now, what can they say to us with this fact? What can white people say or do to us with this fact? Copper was the first metal to be used in making tools. After 4000 BC, craft people in Western Asia discovered that the combination of copper and tin make bronze, a metal far harder, more durable than copper. Even after the introduction of bronze, people continued to use stone tools, phasing out, and weapons, right? They begin to use stone tools and weapons because, I mean, there's some kind of a little use, but stone tool was not really needed anymore, right? Nevertheless, the widespread use of bronze has led historians to speak of a Bronze Age from around 3000 to 1200 BC. The Neolithic Age was drawing to a close, but it had been staged for major change, but it had set the stage for major changes to come. You see that? The changes that are ahead is the emergence of civilization. And it goes on to say, at first, Neolithic settlement had been hardly more than villages. Villages. You didn't have no European or live in villages anywhere, right? So distance them that right now people need to know and don't be left in the dark. And I mean, for us to position ourselves into this pauperized kind of a life, while these sodomite white people who never talk and begin to talk because of us and a violation for which we cannot even get ourselves out of the ditch with it, they are using it against us. You imagine that? And the reason why is like you don't know the road to San Jose, so you get lost going everywhere else. That's basically where we are today. So get to know the road to San Jose. So it goes on to say, as the inhabitants mastered the art of farming, it's this again lets you know, it's not talking about you European people. It says they gradually began to develop more complex societies. It's not European society. As their wealth increased, these societies began to create armies and to build walled cities. By the beginning of the Bronze Age, large numbers of people were concentrated in the river valleys of Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. This would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. Now, if you don't have any problem in seeing the spatiotemporal time from 4000, come on, right down to 3000 and to the end, 1200 BC, and tell you about what began to happen. And tell you clearly, this would lead to a whole new pattern of human life. Did that include fucking European sodomites, these homosexuals? They don't care now, and as it were, they beat us down to where we don't have any sense to repel or reject homosexuality. That's where we are. Now, that's a dangerous spot for us because we are not even struggling to come out of these people. And when I talk about come out of these people, is to push these people out from where we are. Well, what I talk about, we are not even like thinking about getting away from them. We settle down now for them to lead and do everything now. Because it's like they do all of the noble things in the world now, and we can't do anything now. And they have the weapons and everything. So don't bother try to do anything and get ahead of them. That's the position we are in. But then, you know, the gods put a rainbow in the cloud. When it seems like the sun wouldn't shine anymore, he put a rainbow in the cloud. So now I'm telling you, it's no plan to get weapons or not like that and fight these faggots. We are far beyond that because this is what the gods say to us at the role of religion. Now we have rise of city. We have big civilization now, right? Urban civilization now. Rise of city. Urban civilization, right? These we did not have. It was hardly more than villages, what we had before, you know, in certain towns. It was hardly more than villages, right? But now we are able to read and see the world behind us and see where we are here, okay? And if you want to allow these faggots to tell you they have a right to everywhere we come and settle in the west or the east, you don't have any sense. It means that your brain is gone, gone, gone. Okay? I don't have anything else beside the fact of what I'm reading. So therefore, if anybody, you know, I always give out this number to call. People are afraid, you know? People are afraid of someone who just speak the truth and be adamant about it, okay? And use the truth to gun down all of these faggot white people and show where they are coming from. You see what I mean? Because anybody can create a situation when you have the truth, but there is nobody to defend the truth. You see what I mean? So anybody can tell lies in the absence of the truth. And that's what these people have been doing. And they don't think that we'll get to the point where we can, you know, I mean, force them out without even a BB gun. We don't want a gun. Okay? So the point is, whatever they have, you know, they don't have a government language to defend themselves. because AD Anadamani is definitely, I mean, chopped up long time and proved it does not exist in the civilized world. You see, this is the civilized world, and they have got to understand what the truth in the hands of somebody willing to shoot it. Yeah, that's right. They don't even need to approach because they are dead long time. Long time they are dead. Psychologically dead. So therefore, they can walk bipedal on two feet. But as far as having the rhetoric to defend what they have done, oh, I tell you, no, they don't have none. You know? And they need to go where they come from quick. Go to where they come from quick, because they're going to cause a lot of things to begin to move in against them, whereas they have an opportunity to go back where they come from, because I'm telling them, get out. Get out. And they don't have no attorney to plead their case. Get out. Since you don't know no better, we have to tell you, get out. It's the best thing you do for yourself. When you come here, this guy on Google is telling me that when they came to America, the first time when they come to America, they bring all kind of stuff that we didn't know here. That's what that's how far they reach now, okay? So we come to this point. Government, growth of government. I mean, you would never think that we had government. I begin to say, hey, we have kingship government. Nobody know up here that no man. These guys call kingship all kind of a gingy or something like that. The point is reality is reality. And it doesn't matter who is presenting it. Reality is reality. You see what I mean? And this is designed to burn serious, serious, serious metal, you see, into mold. This is no joke. The truth, as it is not going to smile and laugh with nobody at all. Right? And that's what I am telling you. So we come through this stage, the emergence of civilization, and it tell you what the big civilization is, right? It's a big deal, the rise of cities. It's not these people, when them talk about cities, the cities come from the gods that create the growth of government. So when we were in little small villages and stuff like that, there was some form of government. The gods' government was there to, I mean, help us along. But now we have growth of government now. It get bigger, right? Ruled by kings, not no monarch. These sodomites, their system now have monarchs. You hear they talk about monarchs. These faggots, we don't want their help in nothing. Who tell them to write about us? They think that we can't write for ourselves, so they're going to write and write us out of existence and put themselves in. And tell you something, they are so exposed right now. The Bible as the some of the worst relegation for white people is in the Bible. The stuff that they write about the African people. Really? So that it's so bad that somebody like me, they cannot defeat. But I take up the Bible and begin to show the kind of stuff that they write in the Bible which are not true. They can't prove it to be true. Just me. They send the best of who they have, and they cannot handle what I have to say and present about them. They come from some place to where we are and want to beat us in argument that they, you know, this is their place and we don't have any reason. You know, they fuck too much ass. Can't develop the right sense. So they're going to tell us something that just cannot pass the test at all. They will never win. You see what I mean? So they come here and think all of these stuff that they set up is going to save them at the time when they are being stricken. They cannot. Here it goes now. As you can see, we have a perfectly structured form civilization. And all they seek to do is to destroy it. And they are in the prime position to destroy it now. Except that the gods is still watching. And the gods still have the power to destroy them. Yes. And all there is to it, the time is right here. And the gods will escalate their forces at the right time. So, on the religion now, you know, totally annihilate these white fucking ass, uncivilized folks who come to say they are humans now. Human, what kind of human? What, you do the kind of stuff you do? And be human? Civilized human? Well, you will have to reap what you sow. But I tell you, you are not going to tread upon the work that they gone and leave behind for us. Well, the gods will show you that what you do, you know, is the worst thing you ever did. You had a chance to develop and be, you know, beings that try to survive the way nature tells them. But you don't cross the line and come with your fucking ass mentality and that's what you want to exist in the world. It don't work. Okay? So like I'm telling you, flee into the mountains. You hear? All right. The role of religion for all the people who are out there and need to clean up their minds with some knowledge. Here it is, the role of religion. Concerning the emergence of civilization I just read, this is the connection to it. Important religious developments also characterize the new urban civilizations. All of them developed religions to explain the workings of the forces of nature and the fact of their own existence. My friend, our existence is what the Bible deletes from the story of our creation. They don't want it into their story, these white people. But they're going to talk about Jesus and all this kind of stuff that don't exist. They don't think that we'll be able to unravel what they write in the Bible and know it's a whole bunch of nonsense. And under the interpretation of civilization, use of words, they will be annihilated anytime it comes out to light. They don't know that. They think the things are weapons or something like that is going to save them. If somebody is not facing you with weapons like you have, but something superior, what are you going to do? So it goes on to say here, gods and goddesses were often believed to be crucial to a community's success. To win their favor, priests supervised rituals aimed at pleasing them. This gave the priest special power and made them very important people. Rulers also claimed that their power was based on divine approval, and some rulers claimed to be divine. Now, you see, from here, we're talking about the rise in the standard of life for the African people. That's where we are today, in a new social structure.
That's what we have today. And we allow these fucking white people to come in and take charge of it. Listen to me. We started the use of writing, artistic activities. We. Okay? And then it goes on to Western Asia and tell you about the cradle of the human race. Talks about civilization beginning in Mesopotamia and all that, right? And it goes on to tell you these things. The code, Hammurabi code, empires, ancient Mesopotamia, the code of Hammurabi. It goes on to Egyptian civilization, the gift of the Nile. Okay? You see, these premium, it starts with Africa. Right? And so Sumerian, linked into Africa. Everything about Africa, Sumerian, linked into Africa. And tells you about the pyramids, one of the great achievements of Egyptian civilization, man. Who created it? It's not man, it's the gods, man. And it goes on with the Great Sphinx was built more than 4,500 years ago, man. Today, it's crumbling due to wind, humidity, and smog from Cairo. You see? It goes on. It goes on. And it said the new centers of civilization. All right? And then you will see these sodomites begin to come in and write all kind of foolishness and begin to morph themselves into African existence. You see what I mean? These things, they are to be prosecuted for these kind of stuff, for getting into our history where they don't belong and begin to morph into it. Now, they're going to find out. They're going to find out what time of day it is. Then you have India and China. Then you have the early civilization in India. You see? All right. So you're not saying nothing about rule in Europe yet. You know nothing in this world is the textbook yet that gives you anything about Europe. You don't hear nothing about Europe in here. He's talking about new empires in India. The world of Indian culture. You don't hear nobody talk about it. No? Mm-mm. Early Chinese civilization. People don't understand that Chinese is African. They don't understand that. Religion and culture under the Shang. They don't know that the Chinese are ethnic people. Yeah, ethnic people, Chinese philosophies and all that. You see what I mean? And these white people come and spread all kind of division, them Jesus thing. Now, Jesus, look, Jesus don't exist, right? Jesus never exists. Never exists. Rise and fall of Chinese empire. And it goes on. Right? And then you begin to get into pollution now once they start talking about Greece, because these sodomite white people come in and begin to call themselves Greek and talk about the first Greek civilization. Fucking ass. That's what you start reading the World History textbook now. But if you read good, then you will find out that you're gone into like the swamp here into this World History textbook. Okay. Because they take over all the architecture and everything that the Elohim God established and begin to morph under our character and take it for themselves. You see? Begin to call themselves Romans, But, you know, because they now can talk and carry on like that, and them can read and everything like that. You see, and talk about the culture of classical Greek. They begin to call themselves classical after they take on everything that belongs to the African people. And we don't, and strip us of everything. You see? And like they are original. Alexander and the Hellenistic kingdom. It's the faggot that takes over. And Africa is down there and allow them to do it to Dickens. Yeah. These sodomites come over now and take over every single thing that belongs to the civilized world. Rome and the rise of Christianity. And this is where we go down into the mud. You see what I mean? And Africa, we don't have anybody. I mean, all you're talking about these African people who stand up for African, you know. Yeah, you talk about the Roman state, and you can see where this faggot them, you know, into them robe and all and kind of thing there. Like them have them syndicate right here, and where them are study of to take over our civilization. Yeah, right here in the world history textbook. It's right here as a, from public to empire. And look here. Let me tell you something. What culture and society in the Roman world. And here is no Roman world, man, but these faggot world. You see what I mean? And they will go on until, you know, they tell you about what daily life in the city of Rome and all. And you don't know is that these fucking ass idiots, them, come and invade and come with their imperial colonialism, whole bunch of blasted nonsense. The development of Christianity. Christianity is a faggot. Stop. Altogether. And they are using their name Romans, the name that they steal from the king in Rome when they overthrow the king. The Romans believe that the observation of proper ritual by state priests brought them into the right relationship gods. You see what I mean? These are back in time when there was no church around, no monotheism god. This guaranteed peace and prosperity. Indeed, the Romans believed that their success in creating an empire meant that they had earned the favor of the gods. You hear this? So they had nothing back then but using up, sucking up substance out of the African civilization. You see what I mean? And all they wanted for is to carry on their fucking asshole sex. Hello? That's a fact. Now, what I'm interested in is them leaving our territory. Leave us alone. We've been under our government since we were created. Okay? Don't bring your fucking ass here in our territory and claim that we must conform to your fucking old bunch of covetous, blasphemous, fucking dog stuff. Get out. As the politician Cicero claimed in the first century BC, we have overcome all the nations of the world. Talking about the African people. They have overcome all by now. Okay? Stealing all the hardware and software of the king in Rome and all the secret that king had, they take it off and gone into everything. And Africa will not do anything until this day. Allow these guys to be wrecking the civilized world. Africa over there. Okay? So he says, We have overcome all the nations of the world because we have realized that the world is directed and governed by the gods. And then it goes on to tell you the kind of stuff they begin to do to pull people over to what they were teaching, because they were now on the way to make up a Jesus and to start Christianity. My friends, listen to me. Just wake up. You see what I mean? Wake up. That's all I can tell you, is to wake up and smell that something is at hand. And all the knowledge that you need to have to live your life, you need to seek that knowledge in world history. All right. I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I want you to know that as African, you're to get out of the church. I tell you what to read, the world history textbook. Okay? And just understand that these fucking white people have all kind of stuff in there. But you will distinguish civilization from uncivilization by these sodomite white people who claim they want to take over everywhere we have. All right. They are still the same white people who come here, who started out 2,600 years ago and 400 years in America. They are the same faggots. Okay? They have all kind of faggot philosophy, right, as good literature. Yeah, nasty, stinking stuff. We're not supposed to come close to us at all. Moreover, we have to accept it. No. No, I'm telling you no. If you want to perish, you go on following them to church and stuff like that. And go vote for them. You see what I mean? I mean, nothing is more stink and stupid and idiocy than for them to find out that Trump lost the election. Even their court, he can't win anything in court after many, many tries. And still, they still have him vying for position in government. This doesn't make any kind of, just show you, I mean, look, I'm looking that these people can carry us, African people, to the brink of destruction, and we don't have Africa or nobody at all to protect us. That is what I'm looking at. Like, what's his name there? This faggot, I mean, so-called Russian that them have over there, Putin. Look at him. Look at the kind of stuff that guy is doing. But you see, he's killing their own. He's fighting their own. Because what? The reason why he's fighting their own is because they destroy us Africans already. And right now they don't feel threatened by us because we don't use weapons. Only they alone have weapons. You see what I mean? And they don't know of civility, the knowledge of civility. They don't think about it in that term. They think about it in terms of the weapons that they have. There are different energy in the world besides that weapons there, right? You're reading in the Bible where the gods destroy sodomites, blast. Not like man out there trying to fight man, but they have what to destroy people that they cannot protect themselves against. That's the gods that created us. I mean, I am as right as can be when I look for the knowledge that lead me to the knowledge of what happened long before our time. Can't be, you know, I mean, this is,
This is the grandeur of wisdom that civilized people need. After being destroyed by these sodomite people who come and plant themselves like they belong here. I'm saying, you know, that's not true. You don't belong here. You know, talking about, you know, we are violating their domain, you know, what you call it, their they said they're violating, you know, like their community. You imagine that? That's what they're saying. You can't talk about yourself because you don't have no origin. I can't be alive and accept these faggots tell us that. I cannot be alive. Not when I know. It's just not happening. They are telling this guy, Dred Scott. They're telling Dred Scott that he is not a human. All right? They're telling Dred Scott he's not a human. The United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property, and as such, they had no claim to freedom. They were not free to even file a lawsuit in federal court for for freedom from the white people who own them. All right? The decision was made in the case Dred Scott versus Sanford. My friends, it's a dreadful thing to see what has happened on the earth, but something is playing out. It's like we live in a world where there is nothing else beside the firmament and the earth. And it's not true. All of this cannot be, you know, brought about by silence and sustain life, you know, just by silence. No, that's not true. We are created with the brain to make manifestation. We are the most marvelous creature on earth. So many, many wonderful things. But all are walking behind the things that the gods first create. That says they came to earth thousands of years ago, ushered in mankind's first new age of scientific growth and spiritual enlightenment. Under the guidance of these ancient visitors from the heavens, human civilization flourished as revolutionary advances in art, science, and thought through the inhabited world. And they left behind magnificent monuments, baffling monoliths, and awesome towering structures that stand to this day as testaments to their greatness. In this extraordinarily documented, meticulously researched work, Zachariah Sitchin draws remarkable correlations between the events that shaped our civilization in millennia past, pinpointing with astonishing accuracy to us beginning of time as we know it, and revealing to us the indisputable signature of extraterrestrial gods indelibly written in stone.
if you don't want to accept that, well, you can accept that the Pope apologized for sins of Catholics. My friends, thank you for tuning into the program. And, you know, like I kind of run it over now, and I'm going to try and pick up here where I have the central theme that usually follow my preaches. We're going to talk about now one of the things that is creating the problem with us human beings is using words and understanding what we are dealing with. Words are intangible. Words are intangible. So it means the fact that we are living because of things, objects, right? We need the mental direction. And when it comes to what we get and benefited by civilization, it's words. It is words that we use. Why everybody go to school and learn to read? Okay? So that is what I want to talk about. Because a lot of people, until this moment, all over the world, just think that talking is a miscellaneous thing. No, talking is not miscellaneous. Talking is word science process. When you talk, you have to know what you're saying, just like pianists around the piano playing from a book with notes, okay, and make a sweet melody. That's the way we are supposed to talk, because you can have somebody around the piano playing what they want to play, different from someone who's playing from written music. Right? I want to tell you that when we grow up in the church and being reading, you know, Sunday school quarterly and being taught from the Bible and reading Bible verses and stuff like that, we really never get to know what we were reading. You know what I mean? Now, it makes a lot of sense now to know why you're reading something, you see. We should know why. Because there are many things concerning words that we ought to know to read and come out different from when you read a Bible that you believe it before you read it. You can't be you reading properly and coming up all the time believing the same thing, and you never can explain what you believe. Something is wrong with church reading, my friends. And no matter how you believe it, and you are planted in the pillar and ground of what you think is the truth, until you read and know what you're reading, and make up your mind about what you read, you're really not, you are not reading as a civilized person. Because you're believing something that somebody taught you to believe in and begin to give you things written to affirm what you were taught to believe. So you become a believer in that sense. So what I'm trying to say to you is, words. If you don't understand the words you are using, you cannot go out and establish anything based on what you read. No, you can't. So it means then words are intangible things. So therefore, when you begin to talk, you are to realize you shouldn't go away and act upon what you read and believe. You're doing a dangerous thing. And if you are depending on it and acting up on it, and you still only believe you're doing the right thing, you're wrong, and your life is not being led in a civilized way. Well, you may say, but, you know, this man said he was in prison or somewhere, and God talked to him from hell and tell him something. Well, something to lead him out of his problem. A lot of people say things about what Jesus and God done for them. Well, you know, if they are telling you about Jesus and God like they exist, but you never see them. If you have an history to say these characters existed and through different methods, you can identify that God, a spirit, does exist. If you can do that, well, you would have something to really lean on about God and Jesus. But if you were grown up hearing this word God, God, God all the time as the ultimate existence that you should pray to and do everything by, you don't stand a chance of knowing anything outside of that. What if this word God is all set up there as a code? You won't know that it's a code, because you were raised up in church using that code. So what I'm saying, having white people here and in a position that they own everything, it's a lie, because history doesn't have them as civilized people. And that they go through a process that put them where they are, looking like human beings, dressing like human beings, and talking like human beings. History doesn't say that. History does not say that. Therefore, words are intangible. And since words are always the source that gives us a sense of direction, because words, intangible words, but the interpretation of what you get out of the word, it's intangible. Well, if you don't have a sober brain, you're not going to understand anything when you read words. But you have to be sober, because our ability to understand things from a intangible, experience. When you hear, for example, a word, it's different from the other word and the other word, right? So you hear this word, and if you have a reason, attention to what this word say, because of some, you know, importance, then you get some instruction to follow in words. Whether somebody tell you orally or write it down on paper or anywhere, there is subject, object, or tangible outcome of what you hear. You will have to make connection with a tangible thing based on what you interpret from the intangible word. So remember this. You go through it every day, where you either talk to somebody to do something or somebody talk to you to do something, but all they did was talk. Okay? You hear an audible sound, and you must interpret what you hear and make connection with something intangible. How do you go about that? All right. This is why I'm telling you now, you don't believe things and go ahead and do things when it is only a belief and you don't have a sense of contact with what you believe in. So let's talk about some of this now. The caution that we must have, the care and the interest. When we use words, remember, it's important that somebody is not lying to you. Because when you accept what they say as true and go and maybe go spend some money on it, only to find out that it wasn't true, you lose your money. Remember that knowledge is the primary thing, right? Knowledge. No, knowledge. You must know. Not believe without knowledge. You don't go to school to learn a special way how to believe in something. I never heard of that. That means, what happened when you went to school and learned? What happened? What did you get? Knowledge. Don't forget that. Do not forget that. And when the church is telling you to believe what they wrote in there, you're listening to what white people wrote in the Bible. And you may think to, you know, prejudice against what I'm saying and think that, oh, I am a racist and stuff like that. Look, if you hate white people, you have a right to hate them. Okay? And I'm not telling anybody to go out and go hate people, but I want to tell you something. White people they have distinction. Anybody who read history and know who white people and where white people are come from, you don't look at them like they are human beings. In the civilized sense, white people are not real human beings in the civilized sense. They are not. And you need to know that. They are manipulating everybody, can't you see? And they are homosexuals. At least all of them come from that culture. At least all of them in African territory all around the world, including America, because they are faggots. And if they are here like they're talking about Christian, worse when they say they are Christian. Because African people become Christian because of them who set up the world to be deceived, to lie, and to do things that you hear from words and believe it and don't have no knowledge of it. So telling you this, that you may go and do a search in your interest of using words, and you don't go astray because you assume it or and believe it. Now, the intangible word automatically connects to the tangible subject object. The relation between intangible words and object issues is immediately conjoined. to tangible, relevant issues. Words are tied to images or ideas in our minds. And these then relate to the objects in the real tangible world. Often, the civilized blood people are oblivious to such serious fact. And reason why they do, and the reason why they do, is because hominid species, erectus, Gothians, they call themselves, that's one of their names, otherwise called Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya culture. An attack on the Yamnaya culture, I see, yes. He says, Cro-Magnon, you know, they also call Cro-Magnon and Yamnaya culture. Who? Yes. Now, yes, so they are Yamnaya culture as well. Who attack? Who's, let me see, who's, whose attack continue on the civilized hybrid people, hybrid human beings, offspring? They don't stop attacking the hybrid people of the wise sapien, the wise people, the hybrid people, the ethnic people. Its second subgroup, the wise sapien, is the earthly DNA genetic portion, the Elohim mix with their own taxon DNA to create civilized paragon hybrid anatomic the first civilized paragon hybrid anatomic ethnic human being. That's what white people set out to do, and they behave in all kind of way, like they are not all enemies, you know, and stuff like that. Black, but lump white people all together, because look, they are the same culture, and they, every African settlements since we left Africa 100,000 years ago, they invade every one of our settlements. First, sweep Italy when they overthrow the king. You got to understand white people and the Christianity that we think are something good. Look, Christianity is not even any part of a percent good. Okay, so you will think this institution they use put money in there to do all kind of causes, and they talk about the Red Cross and all these kind of stuff and things that they claim they do. Oh, they are using a Anadamani that is not a civilized thing, and they're using that notion to lead us into this, we won't know. Do we know how we get where we are here today? How are we here under white people? How do we get here? You don't know. Yeah. But they've been working a lot behind closed doors, though, to get us where we are underneath them. Well, I fell out from the church and begin to read real stuff. This is odd knocks now for them. They can't deal with the truth. They were depending on how they modify our history and all that and come in, you know, on the Bible that they wrote and all the elaborate story that they wrote in there, both Adam and Eve and the God who make heaven and earth and stuff like that. Now, they invest a lot into their, all of their lifetime, but now, it's all gone. Diminution. Totally vanquish them, and all these stories that they write into a Bible. Because they, first of all, they don't have any legal right. Because you see there, a reading in the World Book a while ago about the beginning of the Bronze Age and the big civilization, right? And it doesn't carry them in there. And you can hear me when I'm reading about the civilization. I read about Hammurabi Law Code, King. Now, what law code these white people have? I mean, to show that they belong to the civilization that came into the world. They don't have anything that connect to the civilization that was brought into the world by the gods, right? And at the spreading of humanity, that's how we get Sumerians. We get the Sumerians from our civilization and the spread of human beings that are civilized. These white people here, you see here today, if you don't understand what has transpired long before our time, you will stay in the church because you will think that Adam and Eve sinned for real and was cursed. I can show you where none of it exists. You know, and if you want to shut out history, that history don't mean anything to you, but you believe in Jesus, how can you believe in Jesus and you don't believe in history? History is what tell us about if there be anything real about Jesus, it has to be in history. Otherwise, you talk about you believing on nothing, then all you're going to, if Adam and Eve did not exist in history, it cannot exist in a Bible as something real either. You have to understand what's going on here and where you are really going. So I'm showing you something happened in the world, and it happened because of the first humanid, and that's the white people ancestors, the hominid, their apes, the southern apes. That's where white people are coming from. And they leave Africa and go up into Europe. You have to read the history to know. Otherwise, you're going to believe nonsense. I believe nonsense or half a century or something like that, man. Come on. When I started to read now, I didn't read to become a Christian. I didn't know anything that tells me the truth. I wasn't reading then, and I don't know no Christian will read and find a way to be a Christian. I heard this guy said the other day, but one of the ancient polytheism religion, though. Just like you say, you're Buddhist. Yes, it's Buddhism. No, Chinese religion come from ancient Africa. Yeah, Chinese and Indians. Forget what some of the Chinese call their religion. But they are at liberty to name their religion in any way they want. They live the same life. They have knowledge of their creation that come from the same blood, the same creation in Africa. Okay? 200,000 years ago. Read and see Chinese civilization, how long they existed. They all began to establish since 5000 BC or 4000 BC, like that. They're not, you know, I mean, so we are definitely coming out of Africa, say 250,000 years now, you know, because we live in Africa 100,000 years before we begin to migrate out, right? So we migrate out of Africa 100,000 years ago. Over all this time, these white people set up our folks and fuck them and begin to get talking babies out of them. And that's how they have a new, what you call it now, a new culture. That's it. So if we don't read and know, they're going to be here taking away everything from us because we don't know what will happen. You see, and them are read like, a lot of them are read higher than us now and know a lot of things more than us. But the fact is, they don't come out from us. They don't legitimately come out from us because the criminal thing they do that interbreed and begin to talk. We and them are not cousins. We are not cousins at all. We don't share blood. And what they did as criminals cannot be regarded as something that was done legally, naturally, and legally. You see, they have, first of all, their blood is adversarial to our blood. Okay, so if you're going out there and you're interbreeding with white people, you don't know what you're doing. And you may think that, oh, crossbreed, nice-looking skin babies and stuff like that and things. So you wait. You know, pretty soon they grow up. You will see who they are, right? And you think, oh, and you feel great, like, oh, you have a nice baby, the color white, cross between white and black. My friends, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. So here we go. I'm telling you, you can't give no white people the honor to go sit down, to sleep in a bed with them. Because what you're going to get is some sexual thrill. You look on what sexual thrill is. Look at dogs. Dogs love sex. And a lot of time you see after dog, you know, in the process of having sex, and they want to, like, you know, pull apart from each other, they can't pull. You see. We call it fasten. Well, my friends, that's what you get, sexual pleasure. And one that sex, you see, everybody go to work and them do all about the place after they have sex done. Because sex is not going to be there all the time. You're not going to want sex all the time. You see what I mean? And you hear some people talk about a one-night stand and feel like it's great and, you know, oh, and I like it and blah, 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 blah. And you have your nice companion, and yet still you want to have sex with other people. My friends, it's simply because we are not intelligent enough to understand what your body pleasure is, opposed to the pleasure of your intellect. You don't follow your body, you know, the body influence. You feel good and stuff like that. Look, let your brain do something better for you, because when it's time to have sex, you shouldn't want to have sex with all kind of different people's bodies, because you don't know what kind of, it's not a matter you don't know what kind of body them have, if them have all kind of fleas and disease. Not that, it's not that. It's a matter that it's not a proper thing to do. And you should discipline yourself enough to know that, you know, I mean, get a companion. The right companion. Male and female. That's what it is. Don't make these white people come here and tell you that it's okay to be sodomites. Because look, right now, you and them will have to leave. It's not a joke. You and them will have to leave because we learned some sense now to not let sodomite into our territories like in time past. You see, them time, them wasn't going on like they're anxious to jump into your ass, but now they have crossed over the line and we don't do nothing to them. Well, they think that, oh, they have a right to fuck your ass too. That's where we are at. And I'm telling you, faith the gods. No more of that is not happening. As long as we come to have better sense, we must do better. All right? Otherwise, no dice. So it goes on to say, indeed, let it be known that it was the Elohim's blood which produced the intellect, produced the intelligent loins in wise sapien. The throat, what makes us talk, it is the Elohim blood that they use to mix with sapien's blood to create the hybrid people. These fucking white people don't want the world to know that. But it is because of their violation of the blood that we have, why they talk and have added intelligence. Now, they are still criminals. They are still homosexuals. They don't belong to us. They are trying to make us know that they belong where we are. Imperial colonialism. Well, I'm telling them, look, go fuck your stinking asshole and go and find your way back to Europe. Because we don't have a history that accommodates faggot people among us. We are not faggots. Leave. Don't have to be told anymore to leave. Hybrid human loins or voice box is an organ in the neck housing the vocal fold, which are responsible for phonation. In humans, the larynx is descended. It is something passed on to us from the God's blood. Hominid, ape men, 3.5 million years, never speak words. The primitive loins, therefore, basically functioned as a simple sphincter to protect the lower hearway from the intrusion of foreign matter. However, as respiratory requirements in the terrestrial environment grew, the need for adequate ventilation also grew, accompanied by the necessary potential for active dilation at the primitive sphincter. And my friends, that's what I have to tell you today. And I hope that you have gathered something today. Okay?
Wow. I don't see. Okay. Why you won't come on. Okay, then you mean it won't come out? Okay. Come on, man. Get out of this. Don't tell me that, I'm not letting go no more of this. Not letting go no more of this because I don't understand why. Yeah. You understand that. So why? So he still choke up again to Dickens. Doesn't make any sense. Okay. Well, want to be done with this now? And let's see.
Each time I I'm lost without a cause. After giving it my all, winter storms have come, and darkened my sun. After all that I've been through, who on earth can I turn to? I look to you.
nothing. I who have no one, adore you and want you so. I'm just a no one with nothing to give you but all. Buy her diamonds, bright, sparkling diamonds. But believe me, dear, when I say that she can give you the world, but she'll never love you the way. She wants to fancy clubs and restaurants, but I can only want you with my nose pressed up against the window pane. I who have nothing. No one must watch you go dancing by, wrapped in the arms of somebody else, darling, 'tis on. Who loves you?
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well, in a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet. The story always ends. If you read between the lines, you'll know that I'm just trying to understand the feeling that you left. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
Move up to Babylon, Rastaman. that shall not prosper. Oh, only righteous man shall stand in the heart. So keep on moving. Keep on moving. Rasta man, move on, move on. Rasta man, move on, move on. Oh, anything that dreadlocks can do with the love. So move up, move up, Rasta man, move up to Babylon, and leave all the wicked men, all you backbiters, and all you backsliders. You shall not enter in the kingdom of Jah, the Almighty. In the kingdom of Jah, the Almighty. Oh. Move up, move up.